races. The racing season begins. Well, there are those who think of the human races. I remember hearing that once in an old movie. Ah, it's a great day for the races. Yeah, what races are those? The human races. And when we have racing in races, we have thoroughbreds, we have, I don't know, this, that, and the other thing. I guess we've got quarter horses. Those guys are the ones that run the short races. Quarters. Quarters always interest me. There's 90% junk silver quarters. There are state quarters, which is, I guess, designed to suck new little collectors into the foray. Of course, now we have the national park quarters, which will be around for probably 8 or 10 years. But then there's the financial quarter, of which we've reached the end of. It's been an interesting quarter, full of lies and deceit and misrepresentations. According to all that we read, the Dow has had the best quarter or first quarter that they've experienced in a decade. And yet stocks ended mostly lower today, but the Dow wrapped up their best first quarter in a little over a decade. Dow was down 31 points to close at 12,320. NASDAQ up 4, ended their quarter at 2,781. S&P 500 was down 2 at 1,326. Even the global Dow was off 3 at 2,184. Guess it must be continued unrest in the Middle East and not knowing what in the living daylights is going on. Then you go looking at other headlines that there's 6 threats to the stocks in the second quarter. Wrapping up a rocky quarter, U.S. stocks, bonds, and the dollar and commodities have been hit by a barrage of unexpected events that sent global risk skyrocketing. Of course, remember, things like gold and silver and platinum, they're not commodities, they are assets. At least if you have the wisdom to hold them yourself. But gold? Gold rises to a new record, ending the quarter with an absolute bang. Gold ended at, figures jump all over the place. Absolutely jump all over the place, once again, depending on who you read. 1,434 or 35 odd dollars it ended the quarter at. Pretty darn good. Now it's off $6 in the aftermarket. I guess it must have ended at about 1,431 at some point in time. And oil? Bend over. It's up 8 cents. $106.80 a barrel. We will be back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Get them hands to clapping, little Clint Eastwood at Carnegie Hall back in the late 90s, I think it was. I don't know. We'll see what's what. This has been an unusual week. As many of you know, we've attempted to get our good friend Roger back up on the airwaves. He will be with us. We're tentatively scheduling for Monday or Tuesday. Then he's concerned about NCAA finals. Is that going to keep the audience away? Blah, 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 blah. We'll see what happens with it all. You know. Gold, according to what I'm looking at, is, as of this moment, sitting at $1,433.40 an ounce. It's down $5.30 from the high of the day. Silver at $37.60. It's down nearly 21 cents from its high of the day. Platinum sitting at about $1,772.50. That's down $6.70 from its high of the day. Palladium in the aftermarket's the only one that's up. It's up $3.10. It's $7.71. Now, understand that we have a unique situation in this country. That, and it's not just in this country. Gold, silver, platinum, palladium, etc., trade 24 hours a day around the world. And, you know, but so many people think that the sun rises and sets on New York City. Well, it doesn't. The fact of the matter is that with one of our key suppliers, after the market closes in the United States, he is forced to deal with what they call London fix. And so while we are currently showing gold at $1,433.40 in the so-called aftermarket, the London fix is $1,439, actually up $13.50 on the day. And so if you were to call me right this minute and say, Bennett, I want to buy junk silver. I want a box of 10-ounce bars. I want 100-ounce bars, which have not been easy to get as of late. You want American Eagles, you want Canadian Maple Leafs. All of these things are going to be calculated in the after hours on the London fix. London fix on silver is $37.87. That's 20 cents higher than our current market in the States, in the colonies, as it were. So, you know, in the overall scheme of things, we want to generally try to do trades prior to the closing of the market in this country because we are, you know, and look, this is the risk factor. Do you pay the extra 20 cents an ounce for silver or the extra $7 for gold because now you're in a position you want to place an order with us? Republic Trading Group International.com, or, you know, Republic Trading Group, as it were. Or do you wait till tomorrow morning and hope that the market turns around and goes back south again? You know, our good friend up in Ottawa, and even Chapman, has told you, at these levels, stop worrying about it. You'll never pick the bottom. You'll never get the exact top when it comes time to get out of this stuff. So you buy silver at $37.67 an ounce today, or whatever it happens to be, or at $37.87 an ounce. And when it hits 50, 60, 70 bucks an ounce, you're not going to care whether you paid 32 or 36. It's reality. Mr. Boehner has signaled a possible deal on budget talks, which could keep our our government open at least through the balance of the fiscal year. That's a nightmare unto itself. I would much rather just see the government shut down. What a headline this is. A waitress working for some restaurant, they went out and got new uniforms. And when the uniforms came in, hers didn't fit. She put a few pounds on, so they fired her. It's pretty garbage. Pretty garbage. Well, as I managed to say, that this has been an unusual week. I have literally, this is Thursday, the fourth day in the week. I am so far behind the eight ball. This is the 31st. I have not updated any news headlines on RepublicTradingGroupInternational.com since 3 days ago, the 28th. What day was the 28th? The 28th was Monday. That means I did that Sunday night. Well, I got to be honest with you. I have not had time. You can hear some noise in the background. We've got some tiles being cut, and we're finishing up the bathroom countertops today in this dump. A lot of stuff going on. I've not had the time to update the headlines. We've continued to have at the top of the site the reference to our friend Roger being with us. I've changed it, rescheduled for April 4th and 5th. Pray God this comes to pass. If it doesn't, maybe there is a true conspiracy. Man, I've gotten a lot of great jazz videos that have come in this week. We'll be getting back to work here. I was on the phone with a client about an hour ago, and they have inquired about a comfortably sized purchase. And they're inquiring certainly about silver and gold. But I want to share some things with you. Right now, junk silver, 90% junk silver, old dimes, quarters, and half dollars, are literally available for immediate delivery. We got it. Full bags or half bags or anything in between. You know, I could do a half bag or a three-quarter bag or a full bag. He will not ship less than that. You couldn't afford the premium. It's crazy. It's frustrating. I have clients that call that want to buy quarter bags. I can't do it. Now, he'll have his moments where he will do it. Junk silver bags are ready for immediate delivery. And the price is fair. It's like 20 cents over spot. It's pretty good. 20 cents over spot. 715 ounces per bag. I remember when it was running as a general rule, a buck and a quarter over spot. It's a really good deal right now. But what if I don't want that, Ben, and I want 10-ounce bars? Well, I can get them. Great. Brand new, newly fabricated, polished, sealed in the case, 50 10-ounce bars to a box. It's 500 ounces. About 2 weeks before they can be shipped. What about Canadian maple leaves? They're available. Price is reasonable. Buy the box. Now, it's not that I can't get smaller quantities from a different supplier, but buy the full box. We're looking at also about 2 weeks before they can be shipped. What about American Eagles, Bennett? 4 to 5 weeks. 4 to 5 weeks. And they carry the higher premium. Makes no sense to me. Buy the ounces. Don't get hoodwinked into MS anything. I've been having an email conversation with a client back and forth over the last couple of days who's interested in liquidating some MS62 $20 Liberties. How much? How much can we pay? Gave her a price. Don't know how many she's got. She might have two. She might have 20. I have no idea. Well, comes back to me with this sob story. Why is there such a wide spread between what I have to pay and what I get for them? She explained to me that she bought these MS62 $20 Liberties from another individual on the airwaves who has a program that has something to do with a bar and grill. She's the ex-wife of another one of the big scam artists in the gold and silver business. And I can't say he's that much of a scam artist. He was just a high-pressure guy that was very belligerent. But that's besides the point. So she paid a certain price for these $20 gold pieces when gold was $1,100 an ounce. Today it's $1,430-some-odd dollars an ounce, but she's losing $350 a coin. She can't figure out why. As I have shared with her, and as I have shared with you, what those old MS $20 Liberty and St. Gaudens gold pieces sell for has got nothing to do with what gold is valued at. First of all, they contain less than an ounce of gold. Second of all, most people who bought them because they were scared to death that if they didn't buy that more expensive certified gold antiquity coin, that they would be subject to government confiscatory policy. You remember FDR, don't you? And, of course, most of the companies that sell those are nabbing you for a 40% markup, people, over their cost, not over spot. Over their cost, which is already greatly increased over its melt value. Now, it's not to say that some of those coins don't have some desirability. Sure, if you want to have one or two of them just as a memory for, as Barbara Streisand once sang, the way we were, then buy them. Don't buy them with any misconceived idea about how much more money you're going to make. Stay with us. We'll conclude this story when we return.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
'30s, early '40s, which will lend itself into the great Billie Holiday directly off the Decca sessions, which were just simply amazing. She's quite a singer, quite an entertainer. Unfortunately, quite a storied life. Welcome back to tonight's Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. And you're listening to us live on this 31st day of March, the last day of the quarter. Right here on Republic Broadcasting Network. I hope to get back to work on the website tonight. I do apologize for those of you who try to keep up on it. It is, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know what, I feel like the guy out in the street with the monkey and the, you know, I'm a one-man band. I have three or four different websites I'm involved with. Director of marketing here for Republic Trading Group. I have my own production company. I was in class for 2 hours teaching this morning. Not what you think. I'm not Professor Bennett, my friends. I have a alternative health website, drkelly.info, drkelly.info, which I developed many years ago, when I was working with Dr. William Donald Kelly, who was one of the modern-day pioneers in cancer cure. Phenomenal success record. And I, some months ago, began a complete overhaul of the website. And I'm now training Dr. Kelly's daughter to take it over. And we're going to turn the entire thing over to the foundation. And, you know, I knew of this marvelous young lady's existence, but had never met her. I had worked very closely with her brother John for some years, and still do to some degree, and her mother and her stepdad, etc. And I got a call some months ago. Good morning, Mr. Bennett. My name is Kim Kelly, and I fell out of my tree because she and her father had been estranged for many, many, many years. And, you know, we butted heads a little bit because she didn't understand. She thought I was going to try to set her up and send a great big bill. I said, Kim, you don't understand me. I said, what I will continue to give this foundation even after I've turned this website over to you. You could never imagine. I would never charge them a dime for what I do. Anyway, so that wrapped up a couple of my hours of my day-to-day and some dealings with some clients and this project we have going on here at the office and the home, which my office are in my home. Let's go back to whatever it was I was talking about. So I was telling you the story about this woman with the MS-62 St. Gaudens. And she couldn't understand why, when gold is at $1,430-some-odd an ounce, that she was still $350 per coin upside down when she bought it when spot was at $1,100. Well, once again, it's simple mathematics. People have a commodity to sell. But more importantly, they have a song and a dance to sell. I have nothing against $20 St. Gaudens, nor Liberty coins, nor the $10, the Liberties or the Indians or whatever. Nothing at all. If you can purchase them at a fair price, which I promise you, if you ever decide that that's what you want to buy, then I invite you to call me at 800-691-7898. I will get you a price that'll blow away anybody in the industry. I just don't believe in them for the reasons most of you are wanting to own gold and silver, that what we talked about earlier in the week, this financial umbrella. And no, I'm not going to spend an hour into a sales pitch, but I'm trying to share with you the concept of exactly what I run across each and every day. This is not the first time this has happened. And, of course, she went and purchased from a dealer that was strongly recommended by someone many of you know. Just no different than my friend Bob did many, many, many years ago, went and bought from that same dealer and found out he was 30% in the hole, all at a time when gold has gone up $300-$400. All I can say to you is, as I've said before, if you're sitting on a bunch of that certified U.S. gold stuff, it's NGC, PCGS stuff, you owe it to yourself to take a look at the option that's out there. And there are positive options. Now, we're going to go to a break here in a moment, at the bottom of the hour, but when we come back, I want to share something with you that was very unique today. Client wanting to buy gold, wanting to buy some fractional pieces. And I instantly started looking at American Gold Eagles, pure quarter-ounce American Gold Eagles. And just out of curiosity, I decided to look at the price on sovereigns. And she asked me about French 20-franc roosters. Well, normally, the quarter-ounce gold eagles are the best way to go. But I actually found for the money this client had to work with, she'd have gotten slightly better amounts of total net gold content by buying the sovereigns. Well, when we come back, I'll tell you the rest of this story because it's pretty eye-opening. Stay with us.
We've been working all day.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and 4 other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For sale, baby. We're back. Love for sale. It's funny, I was talking to a guy this morning and he said, "Can you hear that noise in the background?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "I'm out by the chicken ranch." And I said, "Wait a minute, I thought you were in Texas. You're telling me you're up in Las Vegas?" Different kind of chicken ranch, folks. Filling you in with a story, you know, I'm going to kind of flip-flop with 2 stories here. I began to mention earlier during the first half hour that this has been an unusual week for me. Most of you know that when I come to the microphone, I'm ready to go to work. I have a program laid out. I know exactly where I'm going to go. I still have not gotten back to this revisit to history, discussing the Great Depression and how the bond markets affected everybody, and we haven't even touched on yet in that series what happened to the stock markets and what truly happened. That's a full-blown 6-hour presentation unto itself at some point in time here. I've just really been winging it all week. Obviously, Monday and Tuesday, I was planning on Roger being with us, so... And please, for those of you who keep tuning in looking, just pay attention to the website, republictradinggroupinternational.com. Roger will be with us, but we are dealing with technical issues that we cannot overcome. And yet, in the words of the song, we shall overcome, baby. We'll get there. We will get there. That's interesting. Quarterly roundup. Dow closed up this quarter up 6.4%. S&P 500 was up 5.4% for the quarter. NASDAQ up 4.8%. Oil was up, and I'll wait on that one. Gold was up 1.3% for the quarter. Now, gold has not done particularly well this quarter. The dollar down 4%. Silver? Oh, baby. I don't know. I'd have to do the math. I think It's pushing 40%. 40% gain for silver in the first quarter of the year. Probably somewhere in that area. Here's the kicker. What has oil done? Oil is up 17%, but we ain't got no inflation, baby. Yeah, okay. Of course, that doesn't even count the cost of the increased cost of food. My daughter is climbing the walls. She used to be able to eat like a queen, feeding her sperm donor insignificant other and her two children. She can't cut it for $100 a week now. The last 6 months has been destructive on the family table budget. So let's go back to the story I was telling you before the break. And this is an interesting one. And this does not always happen. Now, normally, if I calculate the cost of a quarter ounce American Silver Eagle, which we have to sell by the full roll of 40 pieces, and take a look at a British sovereign, well, the sovereign's got a little bit less weight. So I've got to take a look what I have to pay for an eagle and what the market is on them, what I have to pay for a sovereign. And usually we're getting more gold for the same money by buying American Eagles, but not always. Different suppliers, different market conditions, all sorts of things going on. So I ran some math for this couple. We calculated that based upon the money that they had to spend, we had about $47,780 to put in gold. Now, I don't care what level. If you come to me with $4,700, the numbers are going to work out the same. So here's what happened. I get them a price on quarter-ounce gold eagles. I do the math, and for the money they had to work with, and you got to remember, this is not exact because nothing happens until we physically lock it in. We could have done 116 gold eagles or 127 sovereigns. Well, the average guy is going to say, well, give me the 127 sovereigns because it's more coins. Well, that's not the issue here. By the time I calculated the price factor, and we're talking the same dollar amount, the same net dollar amount being spent, roughly $47,780, they would have wound up with approximately 29 ounces of gold American Eagles. 29.9 ounces of net gold content if they'd gone with the sovereigns. You're getting almost a full ounce more in gold for the same money. Now, here's what got funny. She inquired about French roosters. She loves the roosters, and why not? It's an absolutely exquisite, gorgeous coin. They're basically untouched. You know, the French take a little bit better care of their assets than the Limeys do. The Limeys stick them in the damp Tower of London, then they move it down below the Thames, and they move it here. They're moving the stuff once a month. It's getting bag marks and rub marks and the whole nine yards. So even so-called uncirculated sovereigns have been beat up in the bag. So I calculated for her the French rooster. 161 coins. Well, so what? That doesn't matter. The net weight of the gold content is what I am after, not just for myself, but for you. Came out to 30.05 ounces. Now, wait a minute. For the exact same amount of money, they were getting 1.05 ounces more net gold content buying the roosters than they would have gotten if they'd have bought the American Gold Eagles. That is a rarity. What's unusual is they actually were going to winding up with slightly more net gold content, about a tenth of an ounce, a little over a tenth of an ounce, by buying the roosters over the sovereigns. That does not happen very often. Now, for the quantity that they're going to buy, I know that in the overall scheme of things, I'm going to get them a better price than what I quoted. At that point, we were throwing darts. Everything was very speculative. But for the dollar amount that they're looking at spending, I'm going to get them a much stronger quantity discount, which is going to increase. This is on the roosters and the sovereigns. So in either case, they're going to wind up doing better than our quick dart throw discussion. That, my friends, is why John Stadtmiller hired me to come back to take over the management and the direction of Republic Trading Group. This is your money we're talking about, not my money, not Republic Broadcasting money. Yes, Republic Broadcasting benefits by your continued support of the work that we do. This is how we can make payroll. This is how we can pay the satellite bills and the internet bills to stay on the air, to reach out to you folks each and every day for the hours that we are so blessed to be here. What kind of a pompous statement is that, Bennett? So blessed to be? Yeah, I'm blessed to be here. I am very blessed to still be on the air 16 years after I began. And I'm blessed that you folks are willing to share your valuable time with me for this hour each evening. So, enough of those stories. Once again, going back to my other previous comments. Uh-oh, Toyota's going to raise their price in the United States for 2011 cars. Obvious reason why? It's now going to cost them more money to get the goods over here so we can continue to build automobiles. Look, Toyota, Nissan, Kia. Kia builds some of their best automobiles in this country. One of the most underreported stories in the automobile business. A Kia is an amazing automobile. By the way, Kia is like Chevrolet is to General Motors and Cadillac and Buick, etc. Kia is a division of or is owned by Hyundai. Both of these companies put out unbelievably amazing automobiles, unbelievably reliable. That has been my personal experience. I bought shortly after my wife and I got back from the very first cruise, real cruise we ever took to Alaska back in 2006. John hated it because I was gone for like 10 days. I was with RBN back then. And I wound up buying a 2006 Kia Sorento. The only thing I did not like about that car is the batteries lasted exactly 1 year. And batteries were not covered by warranty. The first 3 years I owned that automobile, we replaced the battery each and every year. What is this? Well, the whole world's going crazy. Michael Bublé got married in Argentina. Hey, Raj. Emily Deschanel from Bones TV show, she's pregnant, and Carrie Anna Nava from Dancing with the Stars got engaged on live TV. I know none of this means anything to any of you folks, and I don't blame you. It's all a bunch of nonsensical garbage. FBI can't crack the murder code. I think the FBI is on crack. And so once again, I've come to the airwaves every night this week with not one day of programming planned out. I'm just sitting here with you. Shooting from the hip. Making it up as I go along. And now I've run out of subject. What do I got to do? Go back in and grab headlines and all that stuff? Oh, Craig, if you're out there listening, I can do better than that. Yes, I do. And always glad to hear from you. So one interesting thing. I got an email from a longtime listener and good friend, Heather, the other day, saying how much she misses the chat room. And I got a marvelous email from Lynn Studer, who is such a marvelous woman. Lynn has been known for writing with News with Views for a lot of years. Lynn has become a very good friend. She is a contributing columnist to my publication, FederalObserver.com. She lives up in that same area that the Colonel and Jack McLam live in. She's got some very interesting stories about their so-called compound. It's nothing but a fire hazard waiting to happen. And when it happens, nobody's going to survive. But Lynn asked me, you know, do I miss the chat room? Because I used to have a chat room while I was on the air. I know years ago RBN had one. I think that John closed it down for one reason or another. And, yeah, to some degree I miss it. It was a marvelous tool for the program. And yet I found that an awful lot of you are beginning to email me while the program is on the air, maybe in response to something I've talked about, or maybe it's chastising me for something I've talked about. And who's that from? Well, thank you. Appreciate that, Robert. But that's what I like. I like the fact that people are, you know, shooting me emails while we're on the air. It makes you an integral part of the program. As many of you know, I don't often open up phone lines to take callers. I got nothing better going on tonight. If you've got something to say and you want to get on the air, give us a call tonight. I'll be glad to take your calls for this last 10, 11 minutes. You know the number. It's 800-313-9443. Be glad to talk with you about whatever it is you have in mind. After all, this is as much your network as it is anyone else's, so we always look forward to that kind of thing. I just don't do it a lot because, as I say, most of the time when I come to the microphone, I'm ready to work. I've got a solid hour packed, ready to go. Usually I have far more than an hour and can't necessarily get it all in. But, okay, I can clean that out of there. Tonight I'll be working on websites, some new submissions on the Federal Observer from my good friend Ramsey Baroud, a marvelous writer for the Palestinian Chronicle. I'll try to bring you the other side of that story that we don't always get to hear. And so, you know, certainly you want to read that stuff, take advantage of it, get a look at it, go from there. And the other thing I say to you is that if you ever reach a point that you've got gold and silver that you feel you're in a position you absolutely have to liquidate it because you've got tax ramifications or health issues or whatever the case may be, then I certainly invite you to always give me a call, 1-800-691-7898. We got here from Larry. Of course, I've read this before. $5 fees coming to an ATM near you. You know, I've never used an ATM, automatic teller machine. I have never used one. It's just like I don't buy gasoline at ARCO because for years all they took was debit cards. Well, number one, I don't have a debit card. I won't use a debit card. And because it's just one more damn code that I've got to remember. Oil climbs to highest since 2008 on Libya conflict. Oil settles at above 106 a barrel as pro-Qaddafi forces push back the rebels. That should be interesting considering the fact that the CIA is over there supporting the rebels. Here's an interesting article I came across late last night that, once again, I've just not had the time. Look, I've gone in here and promised a good number of you that, you know, I'd get this up on the site and that up on the site. I've got it all. I just haven't been able to get there with it. Bill Gross, in his latest column, is talking about that the U.S. will likely default on its debt. What does that mean to you? Gross says, I'm confident that this country will default on its debt, not in conventional ways, but by picking the pocket of savers via a combination of less observable and yet historically verifiable policies. Inflation, currency devaluation, and low to negative real interest rates. Then again, that America is bankrupt and is not really news to anyone. Neither is it news that Gross, as we first reported, this comes from Zero Hedge, no longer has any U.S. bonds to dispose of. Bill Gross, of course, is the head of PIMCO. Music Man says it's time to take that final break of the hour. We'll be back for some final and closing comments, and I'm looking forward to a long night's well-deserved rest.
Thank you. Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Hey, that's Renee Baby, but you know, we got two callers. We're going to get to it quickly. Tom up in Brooklyn, you got about 30 seconds to spit it out, bud. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm doing great, Jeff. I don't know what your view is on Von Nuthaus or whatever, but here's the situation. The way he circulated his warehouse receipts was, for every dollar that you have in paper money in your hand, he was holding a piece of metal in his safe for you.
Absolutely.
Now, the bottom line here is, if the feds took how many tons of silver and gold out of that safe, they're in possession of other people's property. That didn't belong to Von Nuthaus. He was just the warehouser of it. Are they going to get their money back?
That's going to be a real interesting situation, Tom.
Well, wanted to give you, Jeff, because that's right up your alley.
It's a good one, brother. Good to hear from you, and you and I'll talk a little bit later, but it's a great question. Anybody who's got some insight on that may want to consider joining us tomorrow night. Let's talk about Von Nuthaus's situation.
All right,
Tommy, thanks much for the call. I got to run and grab one more before we run out of time. Kurt up in Montana, thanks for joining me this evening.
Yeah. Evening, Jeff. Let's see. He called you day before yesterday morning. 8 o'clock.
I think we did, yes. Do I owe you a call back? Because I lose track, man.
Yeah. You just called out of bed. I think you lost the number.
Oh, you know what? I've got it here. I know exactly where it is. I'll give you a holler after the program if that'll work for you.
Works for me.
Haven't forgotten you, bud. Thanks for making the call. Folks, I'm a human being. I make mistakes. I lose things. If I don't call you back when I'm supposed to, call me, chide me, ream me out. as I'll get business taken care of. Thanks, Kurt.
You're welcome. Talk to you later.
Give me a call shortly. Those things happen. I don't complain. It just happens to be the lot in my life that I have chosen. I don't expect other people to, work the hours that I do and commit to the things that I do. I choose to work 18 to 20 hours a day. It is not economically driven. I certainly make a living doing what I do as far as metal sales and some of the cancer books and the things that I do. And occasionally I'll get paid a couple of shekels or a nice meal for going out to do a guest speaking thing somewhere. But as a rule, it's because I'm driven. It's driven to try to make a difference. I'm driven to try to share concepts with you and things that will wake the listening audience up, or at least to make them think in very specific directions. And I just got a nice message from Granny. She said gasoline is up 100% under Obama. Could someone please toss a lit match? We really are related, I'm telling you. Anyway, we are reaching the end of our time tonight. And, I have many hours to go before I sleep. And kind of a takeoff of Dr. Tom Dooley's great book of the 1950s called Miles to Go Before I Sleep. And it was not one of his trilogies. It was a small book that he'd written after the famous trilogies. If you know not of what I speak, those books are available on Amazon and places. They are one of the most heartwarming pieces you could ever read. A man who was diagnosed and was dying of cancer and continued to devote his life to helping people in Indochina. And what a story. I've known it since I was 12. Folks, thanks so much for spending your time with me. Lord willing, we'll see you tomorrow night, and we'll see what we can do to bring a whole solid, real program together for you. Take care of yourselves. We'll see you then.
That suit my taste and your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you. Yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz.
Gold, ever climbing.